when I deliver the idea. During my filmmaking presentation, I say that the idea is everything. But sometimes when I want to have like some specific projects, so that's how it works with me. This is like obvious with filmmaking. We always want to have hands-on, okay? Even like, imagine like this, I have to create a math film explaining why I cannot divide by zero. So they can do a documentary. They can do like, for example, a drama where the scientists, the mathematicians is trying to divide by zero. I have to. Why I can't do that? Why? So, and then it's something that you can create like a whole like premises to explain why. There's no reason. What? Why there's no reason? So, and then like, will be interesting. The students will make in the film, sometimes will learn things that like they're not exactly involved with. That's why I say you can use in any subject. All that matters, and some, even if you don't have the idea, toss to your students. Tell them, okay, guys, I want to create a film, and it has to be about math. What do you think? For example, I tossed this other day, I hate math. Perfect. Why? Why do you hate math? So let's do a video, a kind of a comedy skit. Why do you hate math? Or go to the other way, why math is so great? So like then it will be like a skit explaining the reasons of this. I have a project now running in my school that my IB Film Year 1 students, they have to create a commercial ad for all my IB film classes. So I have to sell IB Spanish, IB Visual Arts, IB Biology, Physics, so on. And they have to create a 30 seconds, 1 minute ad from those subjects. Like we are a production company, TV ad-like company. So we have to create those ads. Ah, but I don't know anything. Perfect. Go to the teacher, interview the teacher, ask what the teacher thinks is the best things from his subject, and then create an ad. Because we're going to feature this ad in the next like school year so that people to choose the subjects, they know like what the studies look like. And of course, the teacher has to approve. Don't worry. I'm not going to say, like, I hate math, so IB math is horrible. Don't do it. Well, actually, they have to do it. There's no way out because it's part of the curriculum, so they are protected. But those kind of projects, sometimes you just like give the super generic on the top and let the students dig in and choose something to do it. And I'm doing this again. Okay, yeah, I have to hold myself back. This like group work, every time that I go to a PD, all the time the curriculum director or something, you have to work in groups and everything else, but I always work in groups. How more groups can I be in a filmmaking process? There's no way that this is the best excuse. If you want to work in group, that's the best way to do it. Someone needs to be the cinematographer or the director of photography. Someone needs to be the director. Even if the student doesn't want to do anything, hold the microphone. You hold the microphone there, you're doing something. And then he will feel like important because he's doing something. And then afterwards, the next project, I'm sure he wants to do one step above. So it's very good to work in groups here. And in our school, we have sometimes the ESOL students. Well, they are very shy to work in groups. So I try to assign jobs they don't have to talk. So holding the microphone is one, or screenwriting. Because screenwriting, I'm not an English teacher, and my English is not perfect, far from it. So what I want them, write the idea, the story. Afterwards, I get a student from the IB English to supervise and correct your stuff. So they and sometimes amazing stories come from the students who never speaks in the class. And they feel extremely important to the project because without their story, it would be no film. So it's really good to you to kind of, you're not forced, but you kind of guide the groups to work on this. Oh, those students will be the sound designers. Those will be the directors. Now let's do a draw here. Oh, director number one, and you, and sound designer number three. So let's put together. And then also kind of an icebreaker. If you want to have an icebreaker in the beginning of the year, that can be a nice way also to you to use film on that case. Okay? It always works on this. Of course, that doesn't mean that the movie is going to be amazing. That's actually one of the major problems that I see when I recommend movies and I receive emails from teachers saying, but you said it's so good, and I believe in you, and you lied to me, the moves are horrible. All the moves that you show here are beautiful and great and everything else, and the moves that my students do, they all suck, I cannot show to the parents. But you don't assess the movie. The movie is the least important thing. And that breaks my heart to say that, as a filmmaker, but it's not the important thing in school. What you need from the students is their commitment to the project and developing their skills. You're going to assess your students not